Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from Hamburg. This is Willem Wellner speaking, and today it's my pleasure to present you our results for the first 3 months of the financial year 2017, together here with my colleague Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss, our head of IR. As usual, I would like to start with operations, and that's with the retail turnovers on slide 2. And this time I would like to make a general statement up front, because it should be noted that the numbers have only limited informative value in comparison with the numbers of the first quarter 2016. And the reason here is that this year the important Easter sales, to a large extent, took place only in April, as Easter was only on the weekend of April 14th to 17th. In 2016, Easter was already in March, and therefore the retail turnover is comparably lower than in Q1 2016. A more meaningful qualitative comparison will be possible after the first half of this year, when this effect is being leveled out. So for the time being, a comparison of full year 16 numbers with the full year 15 are a better indicator. We have released these numbers already, but there we saw no change looking on the overall retail turnover of the portfolio and a slight decrease of 0.5% on a like-for-like basis, with our centers abroad performing better than Germany. Nevertheless, it's worthwhile looking at the relative development between the segments. And here in our German centers on a like-for-like basis, department stores and sports, both with minus 5%, and general retail with minus 8% were the weakest groups in the first quarter. For your information, general retail includes, for example, bookstores, toys, household goods, and jewelry. And fashion with minus 3.7% and food with minus 4.3% were also comparably weak. On the other hand, electronics with a plus of 4.7 and services with a plus of 4.6 showed a very nice increase, and food catering was somewhere in between with a minus of 1%. So there's no easy pattern detectable, and one can again observe that retail has its own rules. However, overall, and as mentioned at the beginning, on a like-for-like basis, the sales of our German tenants were 2.4% lower. However, we again in our portfolio could observe that our centers abroad, in Austria, Hungary, and Poland, showed a positive trend in retail sales that is a plus of 0.7%. So for the overall portfolio, the number is minus 2%. For information only, the tenants of our Olympia Center, our new acquisition, they delivered a like-for-like retail turnover growth of 5.1%. Such number will be included starting in Q2 2017. Finally, looking at the total sales, that is not like-for-like, we saw a decrease of 2.1% in Germany and an increase of 1.2% abroad, which sums up to a total decrease of 1.7% for the portfolio. Again, it will be interesting to see how these numbers look like once the Easter sales effect is neutralized. And finally, our rent-to-sales ratio stands at 9.3% after 9.2% year-end 2016. Let's come to the financials, and on page 3, we start as usual with the profit and loss. Our results after 3 months look as expected. Revenues remain stable year on year. Now, this development is still influenced by the relatively low average inflation rate, which we still see, even though on a month-by-month basis, there are some volatile ups and downs of such rate. Additionally, as mentioned before, rent negotiations are currently more challenging than in the past. That leads to such flat rent development so far. Additional and more variable rent components, such as the turnover or mall rents, will to a larger extent only be realized in the last quarter of the year. As a reflection, end of 2016, we saw there higher numbers than expected 2016. However, we have to see how this develops over the year. Such rents are very hard to be estimated, and they depend on the retail turnovers of a full year and, of course, on individual rent contracts and not on the overall turnover development. So far to the income. Property operating and management were only marginally higher than 2015 and now stand at €4.9 million. Here we are in line and budget, and as a result, the NOI remained nearly unchanged with a minus of 0.3%. Our corporate costs were slightly higher, mainly due to one-off acquisition costs in connection with the Olympia and Brno. As a result, EBIT decreased to €44.3 million, which corresponds to a minus of 0.7%. Let's come to the net finance cost. They are now at 9.1 million and they were significantly lower. In particular, the regular loan amortizations and the short-term interest rate agreement on one specific loan until the conclusion of the refinancing there mainly led to a 1 million reduction in the interest expenses. The at-equity profit was 2.1 million higher. Here, this was particularly attributable to the acquisition of the Zapak Center, which entered the portfolio in October 16, and which contributed 1.4 million in the first quarter of 17. And this was also attributable to a reduction in interest expenses by 0.5 million as a result of favorable refinancings that have been achieved for our equity accounted companies. The valuation results consist as usual of the investment cost of 0.7 million, such number being 0.6 million lower than in the first 3 months of 2016. And by nature, these costs vary quarter by quarter and over the course of the year, depending on the realization status for the ongoing refurbishments, constructions, or changes. But also here, the investment costs are in line with our planning for this year. With cash taxes of 1.1 million, which are slightly lower compared to the first 3 months of 2016, and 5.4 million deferred taxes, to be compared with 4.7, consolidated profit increased by 10.3%.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse the interruption. The conference will begin shortly.
Hello everybody. We dropped out for technical reasons and I just go a little back and continue then to make sure that you get all the information. Lastly, we were speaking about the cash taxes of 1.1 million. They were slightly lower compared to the first 3 months of 2016 and 5.9 million deferred taxes. They are to be compared with 4.7 million in the previous first quarter of the year. So the consolidated profit increased by 10.6% to 27.5 million euro. And adjusting these figures for the valuation result, we can see a nice increase of the EBT of 7.8%. And the EBT now stands at 35.3 million euro. For our key figures, they are on page 4. That means the following. FFO per share increased by 6.9% to 62 cents in the first 3 months after 58 cents before, and earnings per share went up from 46 to 50 cents, that is a plus of 8.7%. However, on an EPRA basis, the undiluted EPS increased from 55 to 60 cents, a plus of 9.1%. You will find the detailed calculation of the FFO on the slides 5 and 6. The underlying number of shares on hand here include the assumption that our convertible bond will be fully converted at the end of its term in November 2017 for the FFO calculation and at the end of 2016 for the calculation of the EPRA earnings, just as per EPRA standard. Let's come to the balance sheet. On page 7, you see our balance sheet, which looks as strong and as conservative as you know it, and where you now can see the addition of the Olympia Brno in the Czech Republic, as the closing of the transaction took place on the last day of March 2017. The initial consolidation of Olympia Brno based on the provisional purchase price allocation led to an increase of the total assets by 441.6 million euro, and this is mainly attributable to the investment properties of 374 million euro, and besides that, you will see a goodwill of 53.2 million euro, which compensates the deferred tax liabilities, which have to be recognized in an amount of 54.1 million euro. Such deferred taxes are to be shown under IFRS, but do not materialize as it's intended to hold the acquired Olympia Center long term. The further rise in the total assets is mainly attributable to the increase in cash and cash equivalents to now 156.3 million euro. Last year it was 64 million, as at the reporting date. In addition to the acquired cash of Olympia, 9.6 million, and the positive operating cash flow of the first quarter of 2017, the rise is due to the disbursement of a new long-term loan on a previously unencumbered shopping center in the amount of 130 million euro. This loan replaced the usage of the credit line by 80 million for the acquisition of Olympia Brno and the Saarbrück Center, whereas part of the redemption was only affected in April, which explains the unusually high cash liquidity at the end of the first quarter. And the financial liabilities further increased to by 166.8 million euro as a result of the taking over of the existing bank financing of Olympia Brno. Lastly, total equity, including minorities, went up by 194.4 million or 8.7%. And as you know, we carried out a cash capital increase in March by utilizing some of our authorized capital, which contributed the majority to the change. We obtained 165 million before deduction of transaction costs. So now after consolidation of the Olympia Center, the equity ratio is still high and strong at 52.5%, and the LTV is still rather low at 35.2%. Let's now come to the loan structure, which we have outlined on slide 8. The current average interest rate of our 1.7 billion consolidated financial debt came down significantly and is now at 2.98%, coming from 3.67%. The loans now have an interest duration of 5.6 years, and for the loans in the process of being refinanced this year, we have received good indications that the currently low interest rate levels. On page 9, you will find, as usual, a more detailed breakdown of the maturities of our loan portfolio. You will see that we still have some potential to decrease our interest costs in the next years. As of today, we still expect that the interest rates in general will remain relatively low. We'll now come to the bridges, starting on page 10. For the first 3 months of 2017, revenues were stable at 50.7 million euro. As the Saarbrück Center is accounted for by the at equity method, this effect is not visible here. Let's then go to the financial result on page 11. Starting from the left to right, the interest costs or expenses were 1 million lower than last year's period, as already mentioned, mainly due to loan repayments and a short-term interest rate that we pay on one loan that's being refinanced. The valuation gain of a non-efficient interest swap, taken out in conjunction with the financing of our Altmark Arrendery, contributed 0.4 million to the improvement of the financial result, whereas the minority profit share increased compared to the previous year quarter by 0.3 million euro. The equity result, excluding Saarbrück Center, increased by 0.7 million, and the Saarbrück Center itself contributed a further 1.4 million to the equity result. Let's now proceed with the EBT bridge on page 12, which looks rather similar. As you can see, EBT moved up in total by 3.5 million euro to now 34.5 million. Here the difference in the valuation result contributed 1 million to the change, and the additional valuation gain on the just described non-efficient swap, another 0.4 million, the Saarbrück Center 1.4 million, and the remainder of the business 0.7 million euro. Last but not least, you'll find the profit bridge on page 13. Again, it looks rather similar. Profit after tax increased by 2.6 million euro to now 27.5 million. Here again, following the same explanation, valuation after tax contributed 0.8 million to the change, the non-efficient swap 0.3, the Saarbrück Center a good 1 million, and the remainder accounted for 0.5 million euro. So these were the bridges for the first 3 months of 2017. And on slide 14, we have prepared some information on the acquisition of the Olympia in Brünn, where we acquired 100% of the shares of the Olympia SPV from Rockspring and ECE European Prime Shopping Center Fund number 1, effective end of March 2017. Total investment were approximately 382 million euro. And the net purchase price, excluding debt of the SPV and excluding acquisition costs, were approximately 207 million euro. On the financing side, we set up a mix of long-term debt, approximately 217 million euro, which is 57% of the transaction, and the proceeds of the capital increase, approximately 165 million accounted for 43% of the acquisition. We expect an annualized rent of 20.1 million euro in 2017. That's an NOI yield of around 5.1%. And as stated before, the SPV owning the property is fully consolidated in March, as of March 31st, so we'll see the first operational income in our figures for the first half of 2017. Let's come to the guidance. Please follow me to slide 15. Including Olympia Center, our forecast for the financial year 2017 is revenues between 216 and 220. EBIT between 187 and 191, EBT excluding valuation between 145 and 148, and the FFO between 144 million euro and 143 million euro, or looking from a per share basis from 2 euro 42 to 2 euro 46. Under the assumption that the convertible will be fully converted at its end of its term, mid-November 2017. In 2018, the acquisition of the Olympia Center will contribute to the consolidated revenue for a full year for the first time. We then expect the consolidated revenue should come out in the range of 220 to 224 million euro. And further for 2018, we expect EBIT in a range of 193 to 197 million euro. And EBT between 154 and 157 million euro. The average time-weighted number of the shares, assuming full conversion, will increase to 61.8 million euro for 2018, and we then expect an FFO between 2 euro 35 and 2 euro 39 per share in 2018. In absolute terms, FFO should increase by 3.5%, 245 to 248 million euro. Now come to the outlook on the next page. In June, we'll pay out our dividend of 1 euro 40 per share, or a total of 81.8 million euro to our shareholders for the financial year 2016. As mentioned, we are still working on the optimization of our credit portfolio, seeing some good potential there to improve the financing cost further. Looking at the investment market, it's still very active, and we see no real cooling down in the near term. As a result, there seems to be still strong demand for shopping centers, not only for Germany. But we are very selectively analyzing sales offers, but stay cautious looking at quality and pricing. So far, my presentation. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to take, or we are happy to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift your handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And the first question is from the line of Kai Klose with Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Very good morning. I just have a question on the investment activities. Could you indicate what's the status on the potential expansion of Galeria Baltica? Or is there nothing to report?
Nothing good and nothing bad, which means it's still pending. We have a very complex permitting process. We had hoped, 1 year ago and in the last quarters, that we are a little faster. But unfortunately, there was flooding in that area, which affected the center just a little bit, so no big damage. But this led to the fact that the water authorities are very reluctant to now provide the water permit, which is one ingredient to the overall permit of this this extension. So more market-wise, it's still really being expected and well received. But permit-wise, we have still to work on it and to see how fast we get there.
All right. And when you say on page 16 that you're potentially that you're effectively analyzing sales offers, that means that you have been approached by buyers for some of your assets. Could you indicate what the prices, potentially reflect compared to the latest valuation?
I didn't get the right word what you meant. I mean, it's as it is before. I mean, you're usually invited for auctions. That's the status what you have. And we, of course, looking into bigger and more attractive centers that are more attractive from a first glance. The prices they quote are in line or even a little higher that we have seen so far. So the yield compression seems to continue a little bit. The question is whether we want to follow that. Currently, that's not the case. But still, we look into those assets. The question is whether we really convince ourselves to go after or not. At the moment, we are not concrete working on something. But of course, I mean, these are lengthy processes. We look into the one or the other.
Sure. Great. Many thanks for the answers.
Next question is from the line of Anna Pan with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. First question is on slide 9 regarding the loan maturity. For 2018, in the preliminary results presentation, the loan maturity was 90 million euros, and here it became 170.6. So I was just wondering if there's any change in the loan maturity. And also regarding the refinancing this year, year to date, how much do you expect to refinance this year in total, and if there's any early refinancing involved? So for 2018 and potentially 2019, you would early refinance that. Any refinancing penalty could potentially be involved in these ones.
And let me ask that in the first quarter of 2017, we already have had new refinancings of roughly 300 million euros for a new 10 years at an average interest rate of 1.9%. Additionally, we have negotiated two prolongations of in total 77 million euros for new 10 years at on average 1.6%. And this leads to the current interest rate of slightly below 3%. We further expect to negotiate this year additional loans of roughly 202 million euros. That are those loans which mature in the year 2019 and the figures, and then 2018.
So it's together 2018 and 2019, 202 million.
Yes, correct.
Right. And so for 2018, on slide 9, the total maturity is 170. Is that the correct figure for this for 2018?
If you have a look on slide 9, the total maturity is 148 million euros.
Yeah, sure. And but this number in your preliminary results was 72 million.
Yeah, the difference is because we are still negotiating on the loan for the Galeria Baltica.
Right, okay.
Originally, we planned to sign a new loan agreement in 2016, but we didn't, as we currently have still a loan with a short-term interest period, a short-term interest fixing, which makes gives us an interest rate of only 0.5%. So we are not in a hurry to agree on a new loan agreement, and we expect to sign a new loan agreement within the next weeks.
Right. Okay, that is clear. And the second question is a follow-up on the potential acquisitions. So I understand for now you can't give any any indications, but if there is any potential sales that might meet your investment criteria, would you consider financing by disposals, or you would potentially do the acquisitions again like what you did with Olympia Centers, a combination of debt and new equity?
Yeah, as a general statement, usually it doesn't match that you sell something off and get the liquidity to buy something, so you should link that. But of course, it could be one alternative, but we haven't been actively looking into selling off some of the assets for the reason that we create a lot of taxable income here, so the after-tax proceeds would be much lower than the value that you see in our books. And on the other hand, we still think that it's good investment in the centers that we have. We have to check that, of course, from time to time, but that's it. So if we would have, looking at the strong liquidity that we have now and the balance sheet, the strong balance sheet, we would rather like to do, of course, a mid-size or normal-size acquisition with pure debt, of course, watching LTV and the other ratios. And in Olympia Center, if we would reach the size of Olympia Center, then, of course, we would have to think about putting some equity in. But just to reiterate, we are not actively looking on a deal of that size, was more a theoretical answer to that question.
Right.
So if it's affordable or from the volume-wise, we would love to do it just with debt.
Right. And for the potential offers that you have received so far, what kind of size are they? Are they mainly in the smaller, medium size, or it's on the larger size?
Mid to large. We receive more offers, but the one that look from a quality point of view on the first glance rather fine, yeah, more mid to large. But, it's very vague. We're not close to it. We're just reading investment memorandums on that end.
Right. Okay. That is clear. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and maybe here we are really also looking into quality and are reluctant, again, as the prices seem to have increased further. I don't think that we would go further than the level that we are at the moment.
Right. So can I interpret it as you probably would not feel comfortable if you would have to buy something below 5%?
I mean, this is too general. If you buy a top German center, it's probably below. But if you would look abroad, mid-size cities would probably a little above. Yeah,
so
it's more general speaking, level-wise, we would not feel comfortable to go further than we did so far and as the market went so far.
So for mid-size, it's around 200 to 300 million, and large size is probably above 300 million.
Yeah, visibly above, yeah.
Okay. That's clear. Thank you very much. That's all.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. Next question is from the line of Thomas Effler with Otto Seidler. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I just have a question regarding the retail turnover. Probably you can give us a flavor how Eastern went. And second follow-up question on this topic, kind of structural changes. Do you see further market losses from the Internet, so especially in the fashion and in the shoe and sports segment?
Yeah, I think Eastern went so far rather fine. However, we don't have the numbers for April that would include those, and we would have to compare them with the first 4 months of 2016. So it's a little too vague. What would we see is still that the sales are rather flat, or as I said, we lost 0.5% like for like last year. And this is a trend now for quite some quarters, which is, of course, I think mainly attributable to the online, your second question. There are many, many answers. On the short term, or what we see now is that the growth goes more or less to online, and some is even lost at the stationary retail like ours. On the other hand, we see a lot of changes in the shops and the shopping centers. The shopping centers, they will now more actively go into a direction of a digitalization. Meaning, there are several projects like the Digital Mall where you really try to attract more customers directly through whatever smartphones into the stock of the shopping centers, whether it's delivered from the shopping center, a product, or from a logistics center or from elsewhere. It doesn't matter too much for a customer. So what I mean is, in the mid or short term, we rather might lose, or stationary, I should say. But in the long term, we think with well-positioned shopping centers with still high frequencies and the progressing of the multi-channel strategies that are implemented over the years, I think we can gain some of those turnovers or revenues for us back. And that's probably the trend answer I would say to you on that respect.
And do you see still foreign retail chains coming to Germany, new brands, new formats who are asking for space? So that you are, you mentioned that you expect tougher rent negotiations. So in the case that you are able to kind of switch the stores quite fast. In the case,
there are here and there some new names coming to the market, replacing some other names that drop out. But I mean, on the other hand, the new tenants that come to the market, international or Central Eastern Europe, like the LPP Group or so, they want to spread out throughout at least Germany and some other stable countries. But they do not pile up in a line, put it that way, at the moment. Yeah, they cannot overcompensate probably the changes from the local retailers. So on average, it's rather balanced and gives us still a good negotiation position at the moment. And for the last 1 and 2 years, the rates are rather flat without extra effects, which tells you, yes, we are here, we are there, we have a good position, but it's not that, I mean, as I said before, that it's overcompensated.
Good. Understood. Thank you.
But I think Germany is still a very interesting market, as we are so rich and consume a lot, for new tenants and retailers entering the market. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. We are waiting for further questions. And we have no further questions. Wait, there's a question from Michel Varaldo of Societe Generale. Please go ahead.
So, good morning. I will come back to the guidance for next year, for this year and next year, only at the level of the revenue. This year, you will have 15 million euros coming from Olympia. Next year, a little more than 20 million euros. If we had the rents we had last year at 205.5, your guidance still is slightly lower than the sum of what we come from Olympia Center. So does that mean that you consider to have more vacancy, lower new rents with new tenants, or something like this? Is it possible to have a little more color about this?
Yes, when we released the numbers for the full year 2016, which was, I think, turnover 205.1, we also mentioned that there were some rather extraordinary items or more one-off type items, and that we cannot judge too much at the moment, and we had very high penalties in 2016 for tenants that left our centers, and we, of course, released. But those penalty payments, which is, I think, were a little more than a million, you cannot consider as being income that you really can plan and should and would have over a long-term period. So in addition, also the mall incomes and the turnover income was much higher than expected in 2016, which also more variable. And with turnovers in general being rather flat, or we are losing a little bit, as we have spoken about, you cannot expect that those overproportional input can really come back, or you can securely plan with it. So the base was rather 203 million for us. That is also the guidance we gave last year before we acquired Olympia Shopping Center. The mid case was 203 million. And if you then do your calculation, as you've just done, then you see how this falls within our FFO guidance for the, turnover guidance for this year and next year. That means on the one hand, if there are, again, good extra effects from mall income and turnover, linked rents, then of course this will shift us to the upper end of the guidance. And if the pressure on rents, on the other hand, we were just speaking about it, becomes a little more pressurous, then we are probably at the lower end. So this explains to you properly the level that we are flying 1 to 2 million lower than you in your calculation.
Okay, thank you.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. So we have no further questions.
Okay, then thank you very much. Until the next quarter.
Or the next conference.
Bye-bye.